Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. A good time to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, because that's what we really talk about around here. And today is, we're kind of quickly approaching the end of the summer. Have you noticed that? My favorite was an email from somebody who said, "Did you realize it's only 20 Fridays until Christmas?" Which, and at Christmas, it turns out, I think is a Friday. So there we go. Did you realize that, Trevor? Had you sort of put that in your noted calendar yet?
That Christmas is so kind of fast approaching, or that summer is ending also. Both of those things, yeah, are kind of painful. Really, I love Christmas, but it's just I'm not quite done with summer.
Well, I'm not quite done. Yeah, and with this year, I mean, this year has kind of gone at the speed of light. So
super fast.
Yeah, and although I remember being a small kid and saying, "Oh, I wish it was my birthday. I wish it was Christmas." I remember my mother saying, "Don't wish your life away. It'll go quickly enough."
Oh yeah.
And the older I get, the more I realize I hate it when Mom is right about stuff like that. So what can I tell you? Well, I have to tell you two things, my Subway stories, because I told you the icky one. But it's part of the reason I probably enjoy riding the Subway as much as I do, is the last week where a bunch of us were, you know, it was very crowded. And this young, well, two things happened. I'll tell you the silly one first, then I'll tell you the other one that was kind of interesting. So this young dude sits down, and his friend is sitting with him. And understand, it's a very crowded Subway. And in the old days, you know, the idea that guys would give you their seat, forget about it. Just doesn't happen. Although that's my second story, so I'll tell you that in a minute. Okay, so this young dude sits down, and his friend is with him, and he hands him a suitcase. And the guy says, because there's not very much room in the train, and so he hands him a suitcase, this big, you know, it's big carry-on to put on his lap. And the guy says, "What do you got in here, a body?" Instantly, everybody on the train is looking, because this is a city in which it wouldn't be completely out of the realms of possibility.
Oh, no.
And I said, "He'd have to be folded up." Because, right?
That's dark.
And so the woman next to me, I said, "Can we use another metaphor?" That's the first thing I said. I said, "Can we use another metaphor? Like maybe, what do you got in here? Gold bullion or chocolate?" So now we've got this entire sort of community of people who are standing, you know, because we're really cheek to jowl, sort of getting involved in this conversation. And someone said, "Yeah, body, not a good idea." And I said, "Yeah, it'd have to be folded." And then it occurred to either me or someone else to say, "No, it could just be parts." And so we're having this entire discussion of what could be in the suitcase with these. And they obviously had to be a tourist because they had a suitcase. So, but it was fascinating to me how all of us were strangers. None of us knew each other except these two dudes, I assume. And there were probably about 10 of us involved in this conversation of what could be in the particular luggage. They may have gotten off the train before it was actually their stop. It's okay. So, but it was just, that seemed to me just a very quintessential New York moment of, "Well, there's a body in here." "What?" No, we said, "What do you have in here, body?" All right. So the other thing was another crowded Subway. And a very pregnant woman gets on. No, was this a pregnant woman? It didn't make a difference. She was either pregnant or old, or maybe both. And I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10 on the train, if somebody gives up a seat, it's a woman giving it up to somebody else. Men, for some reason, maybe they've decided for all those years that they had to give up the suit, they're never going to do it again. So I don't know exactly what it is, but trust me, if somebody gives up a seat on the train, it's a woman. So I gave up my seat. And so the woman sits down and she's very grateful. And then everybody on the same side of the train that I'm on sort of shifts around. So the guy gets up to give me a seat. Then a younger woman gets up. So everybody's shifting around to give me a seat. And so then we've got, again, we've got like about 10 people involved in this production of who gets to sit and who doesn't. But it was just, there's something about riding the train. And I guess part of it is I'm a psychologist. I guess part of it is that the kind of work I do with you guys is a little bit isolating. I mean, it's wonderful and it's fun and it's stimulating and I get to talk with a lot of people, but I don't get to have the kind of personal, as many of you can guess from listening to the program, I'm kind of an intimacy junkie. And so the train, in some ways, is kind of a reminder of how the world works, outside of people asking my opinion, outside of the context in which I live most of my life, outside of the group of friends that I have, I can't imagine my life without it. I can't imagine losing that sort of part of how we all relate to one another. And for me, the trains in general, I mean, there's just a sense of community that I think, and it's like being on an airplane, right? If you've ever been on an airplane, you're sitting next to a person you'll never see again, and all of a sudden you're telling your life story. I mean, it happens to me all the time, but that happens to me everywhere. But I think there is that connection with strangers that is part of how we live our lives and part of how we view ourselves. I think it's part of how we learn. I think it's part of how we assess who we are in the cosmos. And for me, it's mama's milk. So there we go. Okay. So I thought this is maybe talking. This is the dark side of the community on a train. We were talking about it. I'm trying to remember exactly how this came up about sexual harassment. There was somebody, there was a story last week. Do you remember, Trevor, there was a story last week of somebody who was suing somebody else for sexual harassment?
Ooh, it doesn't ring a bell.
It may even, I don't think it was the Cosby case, because that one keeps popping up at irregular but predictable intervals. But at any rate, so have you ever been sexually harassed, Trev?
No, I can't think of it.
Rats? I mean,
well, it's just, I don't think a lot, I don't want to say something stupid, but I don't think a lot of men really ultimately experience sexual harassment.
I think you're basically right, but I think, let me just tell you a story, as I've mentioned, I've been having terrible problems with being hacked and have gotten... Luckily, my bank has been very responsive, and they keep sending people over. Before I was hacked, I had a problem with bill payments. So they've been, my bank is incredibly responsive. They are just, they're really great. It's First Republic, I will just tell you that, in case you're looking for a bank. I highly recommend them. So they sent somebody over to help me, and he was really nice. And he offered, he tried, he couldn't actually solve the problem that we had, so he was going to have to send somebody else. But he offered, I have to get a new computer, and he said, well, I'll come and help you with it or whatever. And he just was incredibly kind when I was feeling just overwhelmed. And so I said, look, I'll take you to a screening. And at the time, I thought he was a little... a little uncomfortable, just or maybe it was just unexpected, whatever. And I said, just send me back an email and let me know that you can do it or not do it. And we had some other issues. There were like three other, and one of them was, did he want to go to the screening? And I never heard back from him, and I thought, I was anguished. I thought, you've really made him uncomfortable. Maybe he thinks you were hitting on him, which I was not. And maybe there's some issues about customers or I don't know. It turned out that was part of the hacking, that the hacker was taking all of my correspondence between the bank and deleting it, so I wasn't getting any information from him. So what I had thought was that I had made him uncomfortable turned out not to be the case, but I didn't know any of this. So after a couple of days, I still needed the information, and so I called up and I said, look, I apologize. My intent was not to make you uncomfortable, and I didn't say sexually harassed. I just said I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable, and it turned out he didn't feel that way. He did actually sent me an email with answers to the questions, including, yeah, I'd love to go to the screening. And by then, but it was, so I don't know, apparently he wasn't feeling sexually harassed, but, it occurred to me after the fact that maybe, I had done something inappropriate. It was not my intent, but could have been interpreted that way. So there's an example of something at least was potentially, except it wasn't the intent, and it wasn't received that way, but I thought I'd just share it for the sake of idiocy, I don't know. All right, sexual harassment, when we return, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we are talking at this moment about sexual harassment, and has it ever happened to you, and what was the situation as far as you're concerned? 855-993-7569. Trevor's saying no. I gave an example of a time that I thought that maybe someone thought I had sexually harassed them, which I didn't. And he didn't think that, it turns out. But I just sort of misinterpreted as that, apparently. Thank goodness. But I'm, by definition, sexual harassment, I was going to say, it has to do with power. On the subways, I mean, there are actually signs in the subways that say, you know, that your right to work should not include sexual assault. Sexual harassment tends to imply a power differential, which I'm not sure is always the case. And I think that if you've ever been a woman working in a man's environment, I think that there, I'm not certain I would call it harassment. And I guess part of it is that harassment may be kind of in the eye of the beholder. I've certainly been, I think, subjected to different kinds of scrutiny, different kinds of behavior than a male colleague would. I mean, part of it is that most of my career I've worked in places which have been primarily male, and occasionally I was the only woman. And I don't think the intent in most cases, I think in a couple cases it was absolutely a power kind of thing where someone said that I had to go out with their friend, and the friend said, well, he said you would spend the night with me. And I went back in the next day and said, if you ever do that again, I'll sue you. And he actually fired me, which I thought he had the right to do. He had the right to fire me, and basically for any reason he wanted, but he couldn't harass me like that. I think a lot of women who have felt that they were under sexual pressure is kind of a misunderstanding, a disconnect between men's notion of how to be friendly and flirtatious, because I don't think flirtation really belongs in the workplace at all. But the line, one of the horrifying studies that was done about 10 years ago, and this came out specifically when Arnold Schwarzenegger was accused of sexual harassment, which at the time I knew was the case, and he denied it, and the women got vilified. But there was a study that came out about that time, because I remember it in conjunction with trying to explain this to people, that if you show women pictures of a smiley-faced woman, they say that she's being friendly. If you show men pictures of a smiley-faced woman, they say that that she's sexually available. And it happened across the board, study after study after study. And I think what that says is that we haven't done a very good job of educating men about what cues are sexual and what are just friendly. And that's as much an issue about women communicating and men's perception of women and women's perception of men as anything else. So I think that there have been occasions where men, and kind of like in the example I just gave about myself, where I was not sure that my intent was innocent. I was not sure how it was interpreted. It turned out it was interpreted as innocence, but I didn't know it at the time. So the point being that communicate that first of all, if as a woman you ever feel like you're being sexually harassed and want to sue about it, the law says that you have to say to somebody, look, don't do this, before you actually have the grounds for a suit, which I'm in favor of, just because saying don't do it gives somebody some more information that this is not flirting, it's not acceptable, it's not welcome, it's not friendly, it's not anything except uncomfortable and unfair and illegal. So, all right, let's see what people have to say.
Do you mind if I add something?
No, please go ahead.
I think it's interesting, and I think that women, unfortunately, bear the brunt of this particular social phenomenon more than anything. Recently, well, maybe it was last summer, they did a kind of hidden camera thing where a woman walked up and down, kind of just normally, what's called Nicollet Mall in Minneapolis, where I live, where I've been many, many times.
Okay.
And the amount of times that people call out to her, men call out to her and are rude and sexual and lewd, and it was, I couldn't believe it. It was a city that I have lived in for a while, an area that I'd been in and not been talked to or called out to or anything. It floored me. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I think it's great as a man that you're kind of becoming aware of it, because as women we sort of know that it happens, and the question is it comfortable or is it uncomfortable? And some women, I mean, I know women who feel that being called darling or sweetie or a girl is flattering. There are a whole bunch of us who don't. So the question is, you know, which category do you fall into? And again, I think the deal is just communicating it. And you don't have to be angry. You don't have to be unpleasant. All you have to do is just say, that doesn't work for me. And that's the deal of just communicating it. But yeah, and there's this kind of a subcategory that was, I just happened to know about it because it happened to Rice, where there were there was a woman who went on a job interview, and then she went on a job interview as a pregnant woman, and the different responses that she got, and whether or not she was offered the job with exactly the same credentials, but when she appeared pregnant and when she was not. So there's a whole lot of issues about women in the workplace and changing times and all sorts of things. So we're learning. It's a brave new world. But, I mean, we really can learn together on this. It really is something that that makes some sense to talk about and to have a dialogue and then not necessarily be angry and not necessarily to vilify somebody one way or the other. I'm not even saying you have to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. You just have to talk to them. You just have to chat with them about what's going on. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, so let's look at, so you're not going to that mall anymore, huh?
Well, no, I mean, it's a street, essentially, so I got to go there sometimes. But
no,
it's something I'm more aware of, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I was a little naive to think that it didn't happen, but I thought, you know, we're getting to the point where it happens less, but I guess I was wrong.
What you're thinking is, well, gee, how do I, you know, how am I friendly? How do I have to pretend that I'm, you know, a monk? And I think the answer is no. A smile is quite often acceptable and charming, and then the woman can do whatever she wants about it. She can ignore it. She can smile back. She can say thanks. There are lots of ways of being, of sort of showing your admiration for somebody of the opposite sex without being harassing. And, I mean, think about if it were your mother or your sister, how it would be acceptable if you were her escort, what would be okay and what would not, and behave accordingly. Alrighty? Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, let's see what other people have said about sexual harassment.
Yeah. Robert says, I have not been the victim of sexual harassment, but I've been a victim of age discrimination and also of reverse discrimination. Just let it run off my shoulders and moved on with life.
Okay. I mean, listen, I think the issue for me, and part of this is just, you know, my sort of Don Quixote complex, is figuring that I can, you know, that I can sort of stand up for myself, and therefore I do it for people who can't. But, I'm not saying that everybody has to. But, you know, acceptance is acceptance. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. You have amazing insight, so I'm happy that I found you.
Me too. Thanks, Jess. How might I help you?
I talked to you before about, it's been a couple months ago, that I was forgetting stuff, especially with in relation to my husband, things he would tell me. And you said to write everything down, and I did. I have a little notebook now that I keep in my purse. And
cool. Has that helped?
Yeah, and the hardest part is just looking at it often, you know. It's nice to know that I can write something down and kind of let go of it and not stress so much, but then...
Well, the writing down actually can help your memory, and I would get in the habit of checking it, like, for example, checking it at mealtimes, checking it at breakfast, checking it at lunch, and checking it at dinner. So it just sort of attached to other things, so you don't have to think about remembering to check. You just check it at various times.
Okay, yeah, I like that. So my question today is sort of, there's a recurring theme that is that my husband seems to feel that I'm not at home enough, and it's partly true. I work full time, and I have a 2-hour commute, 1 hour each way, and I work 4 days a week. So, you know, 8 hours of my week is driving, and then
What is he, when he says you're not home, does that mean not home with him?
Yeah.
How often, what's his commute?
He doesn't have a commute. He stays home with our three-year-olds, and he works from home, although he's been working less. I mean, yeah, he probably makes less than $1,000 a month at this point. So he's pretty much a stay-at-home dad. And
well, it sounds like you guys have done a role reversal, right? He's the little wife staying at home saying, you're never here, I don't have anything to do. And, I mean, it's too bad he's not calling, because what I would say to him is that what he needs to do is get out of that house more, that he needs to not make you the sole source of his adult interactions, because you'll feel claustrophobic. You've been out of the house all day, and when you get home and he just sort of gloms onto you, it's going to make you feel claustrophobic and him feel like you're pushing him away. So he needs to join a mommy's group or a daddy's group, or get out of the house, or join, you know, go work out or something, so that he feels that he has some other adult connections.
Yeah, I agree with that. He will tell me, though, that he's fine being at home and he's happy there.
Well, but he's clearly not.
Yeah.
So what does he want? What's his solution for you being home more? What does he want?
Well, he doesn't like, I guess, I have several sort of what he considers extracurricular things that I do. So on my 3 days off, one of the days I do a physical therapy thing for an hour.
What does that mean?
I have a muscle problem, so it's like a 12-week physical therapy thing. So he's okay with that. But I'm also doing therapy, like an hour of therapy a week, and then I have a group that I go to for dual diagnosis for like an hour and a half a week.
What is the dual diagnosis? What does that mean?
ADHD, I guess, and I've had a past with depression, and then more recently, like just alcohol and in my further back in my past, like painkillers. So.
Well, the problem is, so you're, what days are you off?
So I'm off Monday, Thursday, Friday.
So
my Monday is generally like I try to put all the that stuff on Monday so that I get it all over with in one
day. What time does he get up in the morning?
He gets up around 9:30.
Okay. What if you sort of tried to do your physical therapy? And I know that this is going to be you having to get up on a morning you don't normally have to get up. But I think he's got a legitimate point. Think about it, the roles reversed. Think if you were home taking care of the baby. He was gone basically from morning to night, 4 days a week. And on the days he was there, it wiped out half a day. I mean, so what I would do is sort of see, for example, if you can get him involved in the gym, so that he went to the gym at 9 o'clock, you know, on 4 days a week. So on one of the days that you're home, that he's home, that if you get your physical therapy session at 7:30, you get you can probably, it may be that one of your therapists would meet you at 8:30, and one could meet you at 9:30. So he works out at the gym till 10. You pick him up at the gym at 10. He's gotten to sleep in late. You've gotten all your therapy done at a time that doesn't impact him at all. Because I think what he's saying, Jessica, is, you know, I don't matter. That, and I mean, again, you've done kind of a role reversal here, because I hear this a lot from stay-at-home moms of, he's never home, and when he's home, he's not here. He'll go play golf, or he'll go, you know, have lunch with the guys. And it's really, again, the appearance of being reasonable is sometimes even more important than being reasonable. And so see if you can figure it out a time that doesn't impact him, so he feels that you're important to him. I understand that you need some time to yourself as well, but if you can take it, for example, you'd probably be better served to go work out at lunch. Find a gym near your office so you get an hour's lunch instead of having lunch that you don't really want or need. Go work out. So you're still getting a workout 4 days a week, but it's in time that doesn't affect him at all. Right? Just think about it from his point of view. I think that the issue isn't necessarily do this or do that, but hear it from his point of view. He's lonesome. He does need to have more adult interactions. But, you know, you need to make him feel that he's important to you. And that's what he's not feeling right now. He's feeling she runs the roost, she brings in the money, she sets her schedule whenever she wants, and even when she's with me, she doesn't really want to be with me. And presumably you do care about him, so make him feel more important to you. See what you can do about that, all right? Ari, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, my name is Ari.
Ari, sorry.
I've talked to you.
Get it, Ari, sorry? Never mind, okay.
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's so nice to talk to you. You're wonderful. Your staff is wonderful. Thank you very much for talking to me.
My pleasure. How may I help you?
I am volunteering this week in the evenings at a vacation Bible school.
Okay.
And I'm not one of the leaders. I'm just there sort of to help. And the group that I was with last night, there were 13, 10, and 11-year-olds. And
females or males?
Well, there was only one male.
Okay.
And four of the girls have an attitude like I have never seen.
Yeah, an 11-year-old with attitude is serious attitude.
And I don't know what I can do about it to help the
other kids. Give me an example of misattitudes.
Okay. At the beginning of the evening, we played a game, and I wasn't involved at this point. I was just watching.
Okay.
And as the adult was saying, you know, this, you go on this team and you go on this team, he said to one of the girls, you go on this team, and the other two girls tried to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, you go on this team. And then they started like this shoving match between them. You go over there, you go over there. No, I don't want to go over there. And eventually they all got to be on the same team, and somebody else in their team went to the other team.
Oh, he folded.
During that same game, one of them said, I don't know why we have to play this game. It's stupid.
Okay. All right. So I would have done having run groups with this age kid for a while and understand that they, you know, if they get a little older, they get a little less awful, believe it or not, because they get distracted by boys as opposed to just kind of wannabes. They're the tweens. And as one of our callers pointed out, that they're being prematurely socialized and sexualized. And so they feel, and quite often a sense of entitlement and working parents and yada yada. All right. So what do you do with the first part of kids wanting to be on the same team? What I would have said is, listen, there's so much fabulosity with the four of you that we want to divide it evenly. How can they argue with that? In other words, if you say, look, you little creeps, I'm in charge, you'll do it my way, you lose. You never get in a tug of war with an 11-year-old, because if you win, you're a bully, and you lose, you're an idiot. So you just don't play. And the best way of doing it is to just sort of toss out something to them that is both flattering and completely inarguable. You know, there's just too much fabulosity in this room for one team. We're going to divvy you up. All right, so then when they say the game is stupid, say, okay, guys, how can you smarten it up? In other words, instead of opposing them, which you will lose, because they're 11,
right. What
you do is say, okay, tell me what you'd like to do. Now, what they're going to say is, whatever, I don't know. And what you're going to say is, that's okay, get back to me when you do. We will all wait to hear your pronouncements.
Oh, I wish you were there.
Well, but you can practice. Remind yourself how you were when you were 11, which was a big snot. And basically what you, because it's an insecure age, it really is. These kids are just coming out of the cocoon of elementary school where everything felt safe, and their parents still made them feel safe. And they're sort of not quite on the, you know, cool girls and mean girls and boys and having any sense of self-confidence. And they all hate their bodies, and they're all convinced that they're ugly and they're crazy and no one will ever like them. It's a really insecure age. And then when you sort of add a dollop of kind of pseudo-sophistication and sexuality, they're very brittle little creatures. So what you do is just jolly them along by making them sort of both aware and feeling. You make them feel good about themselves, because people who feel good about themselves are very pliable. People who feel awful about themselves are very brittle.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's the best kind of rule of thumb I can give you, is how can I make this kid feel good about herself? Well, when she's saying, I don't want to be on this team, say, do you know what? I was going to put you in charge of this team. You know, how do we take and make this kid feel good rather than awful about herself? And that's the basic rule of thumb with any human being. If you can make somebody feel good about themselves, think about it. When we feel good about ourselves, we are generous, we are flexible, we have a good sense of humor, we are, you know, open. When we feel awful is when we will scratch somebody's eyes out.
Right.
So the clue is to make kids feel good about themselves.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
Have fun.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Let me just share, we're going to go back to, let's go back to sexual harassment now, and I want to share a question that I got from a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago that occurs to me to have a little bit to do with this and a little bit to do with some other things. But you know what, let's finish up sexual harassment, and I'll do that next hour. And I'll also tell you about movies coming up. All righty?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Let's see where we were. Tony says, back in the 80s, I was management in a male-dominated field. I was experienced and I had been at the company for years. When they hired a new supervisor, that's when it all began. I thought with my experience I could handle the problem, but it just got worse when I reported it. There was a campaign to try and get rid of me. Phony, forged warnings, intimidation tactics, coercing my employees to say negative things about me. They wouldn't. It finally got so bad I had to quit. I filed a case with the CHRO, and the investigator was worse than my harasser. He removed documents from the file and dismissed my case for lack of evidence. Finally got a lawyer, and after 6 years, had my day in court. I prevailed, and the company now uses my case in their sexual harassment training. Wow.
Wow.
There's so much more to this story, but that's it. In a nutshell, one of the most traumatic events in my life.
I should say, wow. Could you go through that again, sum up for me?
Read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it got very complicated.
It was a little complicated. I could do it a little slower. But here we go. Back in the 80s, I was management in a male-dominated...
No, this is a female.
This is someone named Tony with an I. So,
okay.
A female.
I think that may have been what confused me a little bit.
Oh, sorry,
okay.
Yeah.
But no, it's not your fault.
This is
okay.
A woman who says, back in the 80s, I was in management in a male-dominated field. I was experienced and had been at the company for years. When they hired a new supervisor, that's when it all began. I thought with my experience I could handle the problem, but it just got worse when I reported it. There was a campaign to try and get rid of me, phony forged warnings, intimidation tactics, coercing my employees to say negative things about me. They wouldn't. It finally got so bad I had to quit. I filed a case with the CHRO, and the investigator was worse than my harasser. He removed documents from the file and dismissed my case for lack of evidence. Finally got a lawyer, and after 6 years had my day in court. I prevailed, and the company now uses my case in their sexual harassment training. There's so much more to this story, but that's it in a nutshell. One of the most traumatic events in my life.
Yeah, it is. And I think things have changed a little bit, or at least I'd like to think that they've changed a little bit. In that the 80s were kind of the watershed area, I think, when a lot of the laws changed, when a lot of the public perceptions changed. I think one of the things that we listed on Facebook as something for you folks to respond to is public campaigns that have been effective. And I'm not sure that the whole issue about lack, you know, sexual issues in the workplace has been the most effective, but I think it has changed. The idea of my first job, I was just married. I had moved up to Boston, and I was looking for a job. I was putting myself and a husband through graduate school. And I got invited I went to a very famous and well-known employment agency, and they sent me on a job interview, and the job interview was after hours, which I thought was a little weird, because, you know, they said make sure, I'm trying to remember exactly how they said to dress. They said dress, they didn't say provocatively, because even I'm not so stupid that I would not have picked that up, but they said something, and so I wore my little trousseau suit, which was a little blue, you know, crop jacket and then a little skirt, and I bought the hat, because this was something that you did, in the children's department, a little blue, like, Jackie Kennedy-looking hat, and this is what I showed up, and he was actually, it was not that, it was for the president of a very large, very well-known corporation, and this was his executive assistant hiring, essentially, a mistress, which it took me years to figure this out, and what she said was, we need you to travel. And I said, well, I can do that. And they said, we need you to act as a hostess. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm really good at that. And they said, and we need you to be his hostess. And I said, well, you know, I'm good at serving drinks. You know, I'm a good bartender. Completely missing the point here. And they and I was clearly married. I mean, I had a wedding ring on. And they said something, and the point being that I was going to have to spend nights away from home. And I, first of all, I looked like, you know, like Mary Poppins. Well, I didn't have the umbrella. At some point, even I got the point that they were saying, you're going to have to sleep with this guy. And I thought, he's having somebody at his business hire a mistress for him? And they said, well, we need somebody from one of the Seven Sister Schools. And I said, well, I went to Rice, which is much harder to get into than the Seven Sister Schools. He wanted a mistress, and he was going through his company to hire it. And I think that the agency knew it, because when I told them, I think I went into the agency in the same outfit that I'd worn to the thing, and they said, "Do you wear that?" And I think they wanted me to wear it. They said something that was appropriate for like a party or something. And this was my version of, because I figured, you know, it was a job interview, so you go in looking like you're ready for a job. And that would not happen today, or at least I don't think it would happen today. That it was kind of one of those well-known, kind of almost dirty jokes. And I just was, you know, I was protected from it mostly because I was so stupid that I didn't figure out that it was going on. I just didn't know. But I don't think that would happen today. I don't think it would happen, first of all, on company property. Second of all, I don't think it would happen. I don't think a reputable agency would get involved with it. I mean, I just think there's so many things that just would never happen. But man, it happened then, and it wasn't actually sexual harassment per se, but it was certainly sexual. It was certainly inappropriate, and probably could have sued them. But so I think that the times have changed, and as I said, I was not particularly undone by it. I guess when I figured out what was going on, and to be quite honest, I don't think I actually figured it out. I think somebody said, "Are you kidding me?" And then someone else, while I was talking about it, said, "Was this the company?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said they were notorious for doing that kind of thing. So it was kind of well known in the biz. I just wasn't well known in my biz. I didn't know anything about it. But it's one of those sort of cautionary tales, I suppose. And for anybody that's really happened to, especially in a public thing, as I said, I was really relatively protected because I just didn't understand what was going on. But, I mean, I am very defensive when women get accused of, you know, when they accuse somebody. And the Bill Cosby case is a good example of those women being really vilified. The Arnold Schwarzenegger, women being vilified of them saying, "Well, they're just trying for a payoff." They're not. They're really quite often working women who are trying to support their kids, and they're getting some yo-yo who says, you know, "If I pay your salary, I have access to anything that you have to offer." Not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.